Hello and welcome to Prestabilious, Excellence in Marketing. I'm Connie Reagan Green, and today I'm going to talk about storytelling as a way to be excellent with your marketing. And to do this, I'm going to share a story of what just occurred in my life in the past hour. So I write an article usually monthly. I'm a columnist for a local newspaper in one of the cities that I live in. And when I wrote the article, I started yesterday, and the topic of the article was become a local celebrity with your book. So typically, I write the article, I do a bit of research, not too much, and I get that article ready. Then I post the article on my blog, and the reason I do this is that I want it on my site before it's on the website of the newspaper. And I don't have an exclusive deal with them. I'm able to do anything I want with my content, so this is all right. And I publish it on my site then sometimes up to a week before it will be published in the newspaper, which is print, and then also on their website. So when I was doing this, and you can go to ConnieReaganGreen.com and look for the post that's become a local celebrity with your book. So I was giving people ideas of how they could get more sales and more visibility within their community to begin with by becoming a local celebrity. And in number one, I gave five tips. And number one, I said, hold local book signings at libraries or bookstores. A book is quite an accomplishment not everyone can claim, so toot your own horn to the people who know you best. And I said that in the communities where I live, we have several incredible libraries and bookstores to choose from. So when I write the article for the newspaper, I'm actually naming the community. It's Santa Clarita. I live part-time in Santa Clarita and part-time in Santa Barbara, both in California. And when I put it on my blog, then I make it more general for any community in the world. And so I thought to myself as I'm writing the article, I better do some research because other than the Barnes & Noble, I only know of one other bookstore in Santa Clarita, and there are 300,000 people there. I'm sure there are other bookstores that I just don't know about perhaps. So sure enough, I looked up to see what was in that community where I've been living for 13 years, and there was a bookstore that I thought, well, gee, I go to some stores right in that little shopping area where they're saying there's a bookstore, but I've been there as frequently as just in the last 2-3 weeks, and I never have seen it. So I got in my car, and I drove. I had to go to the post office anyway, went to the post office and mailed the letter, and then came back and went into the little shopping center where this bookstore was supposed to be. And sure enough, lo and behold, there is the bookstore. And so I parked my car. I was able to get a close parking space because it's been rainy this week. So people are staying home. That's what they do in Southern California when it rains. And I went into the bookstore, and as I went, I saw an arch of books right inside the front door. Someone had really taken a lot of time and effort to put together this arch inside. And I go inside, and I can't believe my eyes. It's like I'm back in the last millennium. There are books everywhere. There's so much space, and it's obvious that this is an independent bookstore, not a chain such as Barnes & Noble. People remember Borders. You know, a lot of these bookstores have gone out of business over the years. And so I go in, and I'm taking pictures, and there are two women working there, and I introduce myself, and I told them, I said, I'm writing an article for the local paper, and I was talking about book signings and talking about, you know, how authors could make more sales. And I was recommending that they visit some local bookstores, and I didn't realize that you were here. So they were busy doing things, and in between them doing what they had to do, another customer was in the store, and they had some books that had arrived, and they were going in the back to do that. We had a really wonderful conversation, and I introduced myself. I told them that I was an author, and that also I write for the local newspaper, and they asked me if I would like to do a book signing at their bookstore. So what's very exciting about this is that it's not typically done that way at all, unless you're very, very well known, which I'm not. And so I was very, very excited that they were asking me if I would do a book signing instead of me coming to them and asking them if I could do it. That's never happened to me before. So we talked about it, and I said, well, I have a variety of titles. I said, how about if I brought 2 or 3 books and did the book signing, you know, on more than one book? And they said, we've never had an author do a book signing here that had written more than one book. So it was wonderful. And I said, gee, I just, you know, I can't believe I didn't know that you were in this location. And it's a large bookstore. It's, I don't know. I'd be guessing, but I'm going to say it's at least 5,000 square feet, but maybe even bigger than that because I didn't go all the way to the back. And so while we were talking, they said, yeah, getting the word out, that's the hardest thing for us. And I said, well, how do you let people know when you have a book signing coming up? Because they're trying to do it one or two Saturdays every month. And they said they had a Facebook page. And I said, well, what else? And they said, well, we really need help with that. And I said, well, that's what I do. I do marketing online primarily. And they said, well, would you be willing to talk to our manager? We'd love to have a marketing consultant work with us at least part-time. So here I am doing some research on foot. I drove there, but then I'm walking around the bookstore. I'm doing this research for an article that will be in the local newspaper a week from today. I'm also posting this on my blog, and I end up in the bookstore where they're asking me to do a book signing and also asking me if I would talk to the manager about doing consulting for marketing so they could get more people in the store. And this is just an example of how when we get out and meet people, which a lot of times we're doing things online, we don't do that nearly often enough. But it was so much fun, and I can be helpful to them, and we've decided that in the next 2 to 3 months that definitely I will be in there for a book signing, and I will have 2 or 3 different books of mine, because I have over 20 titles, and I'll be able to share that with the community. I told them that I was involved in Rotary, and I would love to have one of them come and speak, because we need a speaker 50 times a year, because we meet 50 times a year, once a week, except for a couple of times. And they would love that idea. They were very, very open to that. So your excellence in marketing can come in so many different ways. So what lessons do we learn from this? Number one, find a local offline print publication that you can write for on your topic. And the way the newspapers are in North America anyway, I'll speak for Canada and the U.S. right now, is they're desperate for content more than they ever have been before. They won't pay you, but you'll get a byline, which means your name and your bio will be in every article. Don't commit to more than once a month, because sometimes they want you to write more often. I know for both of the publications I write for in this manner, they would like for me to write once a week, but I'm too busy with my other things that I'm doing for my business. So once a month is good. And ask them if it's okay if it's not exclusive content. Tell them that you would also like to use the article that you write and submit to them, to their editor, for your own blog, for your own writing, for your own use. And more than likely, I've only had one publication over all these years that I've done. I've done it for over a decade now. I've only had one that wanted an exclusive, and I only did it for a year, and then I stopped doing it. So that's a lesson, is to find out who wants your content where you can get it out. Because finally, in both of my communities, people will come up to me and they'll say, oh, you're Connie Reagan Green. I was just reading your article in the paper. And that's a wonderful feeling. So you're sharing information locally. The second thing that we can learn from all this is that we need to be open for something to happen that isn't what we expect. So for me, I've done a variety of book signings. I've done, let me see, I'm trying to think, probably half a dozen book signings that I've done. In each case, I went into the bookstore, I introduced myself, I had one or two of my books with me, and I asked them if that was something that I would be able to do and what were their requirements. And they would have me fill out a one-page form and this and that to do it. I never expected that somebody would ask me if I would do a book signing in their store. So we have to be open to different things. Also, think creatively. What can you do in a different way that will make your experience bigger and better? And this is if you're marketing for yourself or if you're practicing excellence in marketing to serve others. So I do both. And what I'm thinking is all the different ways that I'll be able to get people to the bookstore before my book signing, the day of my book signing, and after the book signing. I want people to know that this local independent bookstore is wonderful, and it's there, and it's so close by. This is about, I'm going to say, 3 miles from my home in Santa Clarita, And I'm still shocked that I didn't know that it was there, and it's been there for several years. So lots to learn from this. I just did a training for my .com Jumpstart program where we talked more about storytelling. So I'm going to give you the link to an interview with the marketing director of the hospital in Santa Barbara. So that's my other community. And everything around it, all of these things that happened over a six-month period of time that led people to know more about the hospital, trust the hospital, and know that it was a place for them to go if they were ill or injured, and leading up to a fundraiser which raised $500,000. So if you go to connieloves.me/SB interview, so connieloves.me/SB, that stands for Santa Barbara, SB interview, and it's not case sensitive. Upper or lower is fine with that. connieloves.me/SB interview. Then you'll be able to read it. It's a 5-page document that I put together, and it just chronicles this 6-month journey and how the role of the person who does the marketing, in this case he's called the marketing director for the hospital, but whatever that position is called, whether you're doing it for yourself as an entrepreneur or if you're doing it for others. I also do some corporate consulting, so I understand that side of it better and better every year. And I think that this will be very, very helpful to you. So please subscribe to the podcast, Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing. And please let me know what other information that you need from me so that I can serve you on your entrepreneurial journey. This is Connie Reagan Green from Prestabilius, Excellence in Marketing.